Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are very confused. That was Lil Chris and checking in out from 2006 because tonight it's the story of the noughties. The next part. And it's all about 2006, so all the big tunes from that year, all the big stories, all the kind of lifestyle stuff happened in 2006, on at 9 o'clock tonight. I remember being a little bit obsessed with that song at the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I think we had
it. Were you obsessed with Lil Chris?
No, just the record
just
of the
that
week.
Song?
Yeah, just that one.
There was no auto-tune, was there, back in 2006?
No, it's before they discovered auto-tune. Yeah. Oh, it was good to hear that. Claire in Norfolk loved it a lot.
Did she?
Yeah, and also Chris, bored in Bath.
Little Chris, he's going to like it though, isn't he?
I love this one. Love Little Chris. Ah, bless him. Right, hope your weekend was good. Chappish, you've been doing some fashion today.
Yeah, I need to talk to Timmy Trendy.
More on this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now to very excited Radio 1 listeners. Hello. Who's this, please?
Dave, Nash, Roya.
Okay, more than... There's three. Good, maths has never been good for me.
No.
Tell me what you said on your text, please.
Pardon?
What did you say on your text you just sent?
Oh, my God, Michael McIntyre tonight. Look out for the streakers.
So you're going to see Michael McIntyre tonight?
Yeah!
Where's that, please?
At the NIA in Birmingham.
Right. Now, I have to say, I've never heard people get so excited about going to see a comedian before.
No.
Normally,
oh my God, it's Michael McIntyre.
I know, but like, you sound like you're about to go and see like Tinchy Strider or N-Dubs or something. You don't
Michael
sound.
Michael McIntyre is incredible. I'm sorry,
and it's our friend's 18th birthday too.
Okay, whose 18th birthday is it?
Sophie.
Happy birthday, Soph.
Thank you.
So you're planning to do streaking at the gig tonight?
Yeah, we want to get on stage.
Yeah, we're planning.
Why don't you just ask him? It might be easier.
Well, because
that's fun.
He's not just going to let us go on stage.
He's not just going to see three girls and go, oh, stage.
Sorry. Right, so you're going to storm it instead?
Yeah!
Whenabouts during the gig are you going to do this? Towards the end? Otherwise you'll miss the whole thing.
That's good thinking.
So
I like
thanks.
That's a better plan.
I've done it before.
Yeah. I'm really.
No, when it comes to streaking and Michael McIntyre, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, well, do you not think you might have kind of alerted them to the fact a little bit by just saying it on a national radio station?
But are they listening or are they preparing for the, concert?
Someone will tell them.
Mm. Don't tell them, that's not nice. But they don't know where we're sitting or, who we are.
There's nothing to prepare for, it's just a bloke telling jokes.
Well, lighting and...
Well, he doesn't do the lighting. Michael McIntyre does not do the lighting rig before his gig. Neither does he carry his own speakers. He's the talent.
He might be practicing, I don't know.
Also, saying that he doesn't know where you're sat or who you are, he might not at the moment, but surely as you get ready to streak, everybody will know where you're sat.
I can't stop at that, though.
I don't think you thought this through, but good luck with it anyway. Let me know how it goes tomorrow.
If you need any more advice, I'm available.
Love you.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Tell us what you did this morning, Chops.
Well, I did a photo shoot for a football magazine, right, called... why are you grimacing already, Becky? It was called... There's a magazine called Football Punk Magazine, and they said, would I do this photo shoot? I was expecting it to be just me in, jeans and a tracksuit top and have a chat about football, and that was
is
that.
Is this the pull-out centre one, like a
it
poster?
Is a, yeah, it is a centre... Well... They were slightly concerned halfway through the shoot about where I was sat because it was going to go on a double page.
Oh, you haven't got
spray.
The staples on your bits.
Well, I don't know because I was. Anyhow. But it turned out that it wasn't actually just me in a tracksuit top. It was like a proper high fashion shoot. Why I was there, I have no idea.
I did like your text that you sent me.
I can't remember what it said now.
I can't read it.
It was incredibly camp. Yeah. When I arrived. somebody in the room said, well, the thing is, when you're shooting fashion, it is a concept. And one of the male models there was 6'2" with a 29-inch waist. I mean, how do you get a 29-inch waist?
Even mine's bigger than that, I think.
It's ridiculous.
Did you feel a bit insecure?
Actually, no, I don't think it is. It's quite small for a man, but it's not for a woman.
Is it not?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, right. Yeah, I felt massively out of place. Oh. I don't really fit in with the model set, to be honest.
I don't think I would either.
They're all incredibly skinny and good-looking, yeah. and I'm not.
Oh, annoying.
What did you get for lunch? Just a lettuce leaf?
No, I didn't have lunch.
See, you're not even eating.
Don't even eat, no.
They gave me these shiny Dolce & Gabbana shoes to wear, and then the stylist went, now, of course, you're not meant to really wear these out of the Christmas season. So apparently, here's a tip. You only wear black shiny shoes in the Christmas season.
Really?
That's the fashion tip that I got. I was wearing tweed and everything.
Wait! When does this come out? I need to see this.
I think it's part of their Christmas issue.
You're wearing what off of that perfume tweed off your mum?
What? No.
Oh, actual tweed, not like tweed by Lonthric.
But because models are used to, you see, models are used to taking their clothes off in front of each other, so there's nowhere to actually change. So you just have to get everybody.
Happened at the musical. Do you remember, Scott, when the actors are a bit the same, and we were all backstage, and everyone just strips off, and like me and Scott were kind of there, like, oh, where's our changing room? Not being like diverish, but kind of, I don't want to actually just
not getting
my
changed
pants
in front of you. No,
They love it.
I kind of embraced it. I thought I'd show them the male model with the 29-inch. Waist, my kind of 36
on?
Inches. There you go.
Do you?
Well, hello. I wish I'd been there.
You could invite us both.
That's longer than my leg.
Do you need some? Do you think Timmy needs to help you on this a little bit, just to make you feel a bit better about yourself?
I feel as though I could give Timmy some advice myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about this for a while. Maybe, like, you've got Timmy's number, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
I would quite like him to come in.
Right.
At some point, maybe this week, if he's not too busy.
Right.
And just because loads of people are starting to have Christmas parties now, it's that kind of time of year, and they don't know what to wear to be BOT, bang on trend. And I think maybe we could get the listeners to ask Timmy, and you can impart your advice at the same time.
Now I know exactly what goes on in the fashion world. I'm more than happy to help.
It's a concept.
Yes, it is a concept. And so, no shiny shoes apart from in December.
Podcast. He's here! Fashion, Timmy Trendy! Timmy, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries, darling. How are we all this afternoon?
Very good, thanks. How come you were free to come in at such short notice?
Just going up Oxford Street, darling, you know, checking out the latest trends.
Wow, OK, well, we've got some of our listeners who need a bit of fashion advice from you, Timmy. Are you good for that?
Is Oxford Street as good as Milano?
Almost, darling, almost. You're looking very buff today, chap, as I must say.
Leave it there.
Let's take a call. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
Martine.
What do you want to know, Martine?
Season, Timmy. I've got my work to do on Saturday and I just haven't got a clue. What do you recommend?
Tie-dye, darling. As I say, tie-dye is to die for. What do you think, darling? Is that something that sounds good?
That sounds fabulous, darling.
Just get any old t-shirt, darling. Bit of dye, bit of tie, and you are to die for.
What about shiny leggings? Would you put shiny leggings with that tie-dye?
Definitely, darling. That is such a good idea. And also, just one more thing, darling.
Yes?
Make sure you check out the Christmas tree of the event you're going to, because you have to be over-accessorised. More accessorised than the tree, darling. That is Timmy's first rule of Christmas parties.
Timmy, you're such a lifesaver. How can I thank you?
Don't worry about it, darling. Just make sure you look extra special on your good day.
I'm sure I will with your advice.
Thank you, darling.
Oh. Thank you very much to Martine. Thank you.
Timmy has some helium at the end there.
You're all right, Timmy.
Oh, sorry, darlings. I rushed to get it so quickly.
When you say accessorise, what kind of like Christmas tree decorations? Like chocolate coins on their ears and stuff?
Well, coins are a bit excessive, Mark. I was talking about baubles.
Okay, right. We get it. But you have to be more accessorised than the actual tree at the event.
Definitely, and if that means wearing an angel on your head, then so be it.
Okay, cool. Right, ask Timmy anything. I know it's Christmas party season. Alec? Oh, he's not there. Annoying. OK, right, we'll try and get him back on in a minute. Timmy, it's an honour to have you here today. Martine is so impressed with your fashion advice.
No worries, darling. I'm here to help.
Timmy Trendy is still with us. Thanks for coming in today, Timmy.
Hello again, darlings.
Alex has been on saying, what are your views on novelty socks this Christmas time?
Absolutely ludicrous, darling. Why on earth would anyone want to wear a novelty sock?
What would you suggest?
Fake fur underwear instead, perhaps. I'm talking gerbil skin. Not real gerbil skin, but you know those plastic ones you get in the balls, sometimes novelty gifts at Christmas? Take them out of the ball, take the skin off, make it into some nice underwear. You will look absolutely fantabulous.
Bang on trend. Yeah, I thought so. Now, a lot of people are asking, are you going to release a record at any point? Because quite a few emails saying that maybe they'd quite like to hear Timmy Trendy laying down some beats.
Now, Timmy wasn't going to talk about this today, but seeing as you pressed me so hard, yes, I am recording something at the moment and laying down some tracks.
After the one you did with Black Eyed Peas?
Well, you know, I said to Willie AM, we need to do something about this. Alex Ferguson also seemed keen. I thought might as well just go for it.
Right, can you tell us anything more?
Not at the moment, darling, no, but it will be synonymous with my head-turning glamour.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing whatever track that is. Can you give us a name of it or when it's going to be out or anything?
There might be something in it like... Bum, 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 bum.
Right, OK, excellent. Well, we look forward to that. And Timmy, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, darling. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Oh, it was good to have Sarah Cox back on today, wasn't it? I know that she is trying to, like... minimise the amount of time she mentions food on the show, because obviously we're on food watch all the time with her.
She had these amazing red wellies on today, and she said it was really exciting because every now and then she'd forget she was wearing wellies and look down and go, oh, I'm in wellies, how exciting. Bless her. She was very colour coordinated. She looked very nice.
Also, Sarah was talking about this earlier. Now, if you were the Sugar Babes, and let's say you were just about to go on stage at One Extra Live in Sheffield at the arena, right? You just had a shower. Get ready to go on. Who is the first person you'd really want to see? That's right, it's Westwood.
This is a personal moment for me that I'm really are going to savour, because I have just rushed into the Sugar Babes dressing room. They have just stepped out of the shower. Everyone is just here in their bathrobes looking. Oh, and the bathrobe has just dropped. Heidi's bathrobe. Oh, my. Oh, oh, Heidi. Oh, you are smashing, girl. That I will take that vision of Heidi naked to the grave.
Now, I heard this because I was in a car going to Minehead, and so I heard the whole thing. And as you know by now, Westwood's not, you know, not known for his subtle questioning.
Did you go away on holiday this year?
I did go away on holiday. I took my girlfriend.
This is an interview with Jimmy Carr.
I was going to say, Heidi's voice has gone deep.
No, this is Jimmy Carr from a few weeks back.
Did you bang?
Yes, thank you very much.
So it was worth spending the money on bringing your girl.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually going, oh, my God, at the radio, but it was strangely entertaining. Anyway, on with the Sugar Babes at One Extra Live.
Heidi, can I just rip that bathrobe off you? Oh, my God, I am just... I'm losing my mind right now. I just don't know what to say.
Lots of nervous laughing. Nervous laughing.
I mean, girls, you are looking fabulous naked.
Thank you very much.
You look great in clothes, but this is what I like to see.
Well, we're glad we're pleasing you.
And finally...
Can I put you on my knee and spank you?
Well, yes.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Becky has actually found out the endings to those ads on TV. You must have seen these. The ones with Ant and Dec, where they're flogging lots of video game equipment, in particular the one that rhymes with me. Not Scott.
Scott Mills.
No, me.
Scott.
The word me.
Bot.
Me.
Bot Tills, that famous video
Tweet.
Game.
You know which one I mean. You've seen them where they're like, oh, hello, member of the public, what are you playing? Well, Anton Deck, we're playing Brain Training.
Chris Moyles isn't in it, is it? That's your Chris Moyles impression.
Yeah. And then Anton Deck go, oh, let's have a challenge. And then it goes, to find out what happens, go to our website. Now, it's never crossed my mind to actually go to the website and find out who wins.
You see, I saw this advert yesterday afternoon and my internet was broken and then I could only check today at work and the first time I had time was about 4:30, so I had to quickly check.
Why?
I know the answers to all of them now because it's really bugging me. How can it not bug you? It
doesn't at all.
Like the taxi
driver, I thought you meant
one.
Why hasn't she been able to check until 4:30?
I have loads of work to do. Right, which ones do you want to know the answer to? Because I know them all, I can save you loads of time.
Which one? Go on.
You know the one when they're in the pub?
Yes.
What sort of pub have them?
I've never seen a pub with video games
on.
Haven't you? No, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What, the ones that they're playing?
What, with Wii's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. One doesn't speak says that on the east coast of Scotland, he was in a pub once and they had the dangerous combination of a pool table. So you're there playing pool, and every time you take a shot, someone playing tennis kind of knocks into you and messes it up.
That's got a recipe for violence.
Certainly has.
That?
Anyway,
so
the one in the pub.
One with Hannah.
Hannah in the pub, yes.
And it's Hannah versus Deck on the sports game.
Yes.
Who do you reckon wins?
Hannah.
Yes. You've looked them up.
I haven't looked them
you
up.
Have.
I haven't.
You
I
must
haven't.
Have done, because how could you know that otherwise?
Your voice has gone really high today.
I'm getting excited.
Okay.
It was a 50-50 guess. I haven't actually seen the adverts, or because I forward wide through all the ads.
What about the one when they're in the Keep Fit class? It's Ant versus
that.
Deck versus Jackie.
Jackie wins.
She does. How do you know that?
Do they win ever?
No, because in the taxi one, Deck wins and gets a free taxi ride to Newcastle.
Is that all of them?
What, from
the
London?
The ones I've watched, yeah. But the taxi driver says he's going to refuse to take him back. He's just going to dump him there.
Right.
Well, that's going to please a lot of people now because they were
There's a couple more that I haven't seen, so if anyone knows the answers to the other two, can they text in?
Well, I bet Ant and Deck lose those as well.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to get into trouble for doing these spoilers?
I don't know. No. It does say go to the website to find out what happens, and
but
you just told
it
away.
It doesn't then say then tell them on air.
No. Okay. Well, I doubt that anyone else would have been bothered to check, but in case you have and you've seen the others, then please let us know what happens.
So it was Deck, Hannah and Jackie Wynn.
Seen those, right? Yeah. But you need to see the others if there's any. Okay.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's Monday home time, which must mean it's Oh, what's occurring? It's the first one of the week.
Oh, what's occurring?
Some people very upset on the text that you... Dumb plot spoilers for those Ant and Deck ads.
Oh, they should just get over it. They were going to go online and watch the other two and then spoil them for me on the text.
They were going to go and watch them tonight. They were looking forward to that when they got home.
Really, though?
Yeah, really.
Really, yeah.
Some people's Monday nights.
Particularly the Hannah one in the pub. Loads of people really annoyed. I hope you're pleased with yourself. Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Scott.
Do you recognise this theme tune? What's that?
Mastermind?
It is Mastermind. You've been on that, haven't you, Chippers?
Yeah.
What was your subject?
Premier League football. You've been on that, haven't you, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
What was your subject?
Prisoner Cell Block H.
Yeah.
Great TV show off of Australia. Becky, if you could go on Mastermind, what would your subject be?
Rupert Penry-Jones?
Oh, I've started till I finish.
OMG.
I always wanted to do that.
Bless you.
Ask me another question.
But you buzzed.
I've started, so I'll finish.
No, but you need to be asking the question.
Sorry, I need to be speaking. So, Becky, what was your favourite... Oh, I've started, so I'll finish. Got there, innit?
So, should have done a run-through of that one.
Yeah.
When we're answering, you haven't started or finished.
It's supposed to go off when I speak, isn't it? Right. Anyway, I went out
to... Have they ever asked you if you're available for when John Humphreys is ill?
Do you know what? I've started... Right, we went out to Stupid Street earlier, and we asked...
Were you on it?
We asked them the same question, but...
You didn't come out with that noise, did you?
No, I didn't.
What question have you...
What would your subject be on Mastermind? I'll give you a point for any you get right.
Television?
EastEnders.
So you've widened it out a bit by going television. Chappers has narrowed it by saying EastEnders. Okay then, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went out onto the Street of Stupid and asked them, what would your mastermind subject be?
If you were to go on Mastermind, what would your specialist subject be?
Maths. I know it's boring, but it has to be maths.
Yeah, maths.
What sort of questions do you think they'd ask?
If they asked anything about some sort of squid formula thing, I'm probably going to fail, but, yeah. Actually, I'm probably going to fail. Probably not maths. Maths. No. Music?
If you were to go on Mastermind, what would your specialist subject be?
Probably Borat. I can do his voice impressions. Very nice. I like you.
So what sort of questions do you think they'd ask you?
I don't know. The voice impressions. High five. I like you.
If you were to go on Mastermind, what would your specialist subject be?
Finn Cotton.
What sort of questions do you think they'd ask you on Mastermind?
I could tell you all our handbags.
What would your specialist subject be?
TV stuff, cartoons, games, army action, running around shooting ups, violence, blood, all them kind of gruesome stuff, really.
You're on Mastermind.
Yeah.
What would be your specialist subject?
Shoes. Shoes are amazing. There's something different type of shoes. High heels, no high heels. Shoes are amazing.
What sort of questions do you think they'd ask you about shoes?
They might ask me, like, oh, to person A, Stella, she likes this and that. So what shoes would you buy for her?
So it wouldn't be about the designers or anything? If you were to go on Mastermind, what would your subject be?
Architecture.
Architecture? Yeah. And do you know a lot about architecture?
It's got something to do with buildings.
If you were to go on Mastermind, what would your subject be?
Twilight and New Moon, Robert Pattinson. So, oh my gosh, I love him so much. He's just absolutely gorgeous and his messy hair and his dirty ways. It's just, oh my God, he's so hot.
What sort of questions do you think they'd ask you about him?
What's my favourite movie? What's my favourite part of the film? Who's hotter, Robert Pattinson or Taylor Lautner?
Now, I can't ever imagine John Humphreys asking that question.
What's your favourite
bit? Next question. Who's fitter, Robert Pattinson or Taylor Lautner?
Oh, dear.
Oh, I like the kid who wanted to be an architect because he actually said he could build a big house for his mum.
Did he?
Really sweet. And this girl is like every girl I know.
Shoes are amazing. There's something different type of shoes. High heels, no high heels. Shoes are amazing.
That's right.
She said there are some dibba-dabba shoes.
Dibba-dabba shoes.
Dibba-dabba shoes.
Shoes are amazing. There's something different type of shoes. High heels, no high heels. Shoes are amazing. They might ask me, like, oh, to person A, Stella, she likes this and that. So what shoes would you buy for her?
I don't think they would ask you that.
I think no. She says different types of shoes, but she's just so excited it comes out as dibba-dabba shoes.
Also, to that girl...
She's confused what they ask on Mastermind to what they ask on This Morning.
Yeah. Yes, they...
when they do the fashion challenge. Yeah.
Right. Also, to that girl that wanted Fern Cotton as the subject, we'd have to be the handbags of Fern Cotton, actually. Because that's what you said.
Oh! What's a curtain?
Right, next one. None of you got anything there.
Oh.
You know Kesha? She came in last week. She's got that song TikTok.
Sorry, before we move on, didn't one of the boys say television? And I said television, So should I not get a point?
Yeah, but he also said blood, violence and armies and stuff.
But I was just general enough to say television.
All right, then.
Thanks. Anyway, back to Kesha.
So easily led, aren't I? Kesha was on. She's nice. Bit loopy, but nice. Very excitable. Remember we had the Alan Carr noise last week on this show?
Oh.
When you interview Alan Carr, a lot of it is just noise.
I've got a person because I've heard.
And it's the same with Kesha. Do you think Kesha has more of a noise than Alan? Do you think you get more or less noise when Kesha's on?
Less.
More noise.
Okay. Well, here's my question. How much of the interview with Kesha last week on this show was just noise?
Less than Alan's.
I want seconds.
30 seconds.
What's happened?
20 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From last week's show, here is the Kesha noise.
Oh, no.
But,
oh.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah. 18 seconds. So less
Can
than
I have that one, Becky?
And
is
Chappers
right?
gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, it's been a while, but it's back in time for Christmas. I don't know about you, but to me, nothing says Christmas quite like a swanny whistle. And the one that doesn't speak, one that doesn't speak has an album coming out called Have Yourself a Swanny Little Christmas.
Good. So he's using Oh What's Occurring just to blatantly plug it.
Yes.
Basically.
So he's got his swanny whistle out. He's going to play you Christmas songs. Identify the Christmas tracks from his rendition on the swanny whistle. And I'll give you a guess each time. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's your first one. I'll have answers afterwards. That's it. What do you think, Chappers?
But it's put off by him dancing whilst he's going on. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Becky.
Christmas rapping.
Let's see. That's easy.
It's not if you don't know it.
You're the one that doesn't speak. Look at us as if we're thick.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Next, from the album, Have Yourself a Swanny Little Christmas.
Can I just ask, on the album, are they the acoustic swanny whistle only, or do they have the backing track as well?
Acoustic only, are they?
Just acoustic, He's kind of stripped it.
How are you going to know which song's which? Yeah,
stripped it right down.
Can I ask why he has two swanny whistles? They have different ranges of pitches.
Here's your next one. Yes.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Becky?
Winter Wonderland. Sleigh Bells Ring.
Yes! It was Winter Wonderland, of course. These are all on the album. And your final one? This is the easiest one. Do you need more? Yeah. Come on, you've got to get that.
Pogues?
Chris Rea driving home for Christmas.
Let's find out. I'm sorry.
Duck!
Yes! That is so
easy. I always think that's
when
Band-Aid went wrong, and they'd have sold more copies if they'd put a swanny whistle on it.
Listen.
No, I'm sorry. The swanny whistle's not even close to it.
Right, this is where it becomes really obvious.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, just.
There we are. So it's 2-1 to Becky on today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Shambles.
Let me know your scores, please. Thank you very much.
Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, we've got some innuendo bingo. Thank you if you've spotted some over the weekend or over the last week. This one is from Rhiann, who spotted something a bit on Elaine Page's show on Radio 2. I think her dad was listening. And Elaine was talking to 60s model Twiggy.
I do remember the excitement, and I had a white Mac with a fake fur collar and a muff.
Muff, yeah.
Which I was so proud of, my little muff.
And this one from James off of Farnborough, who was watching the rugby, Ireland v South Africa. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Well done.
A couple here from James.
Patient build-up, Gordon Darcy. Brian O'Driscoll inside him.
and another one.
It all depends on the length, and it's short.
And this one
that
from
the brief.
This one from one of our more cultured listeners who was watching BBC Four last Sunday, and this is someone called Mark Lawson.
Yes,
interviewing Jane Horrocks. Here
right.
it is.
It's very easy these days to watch for an actor to watch their previous work because it's all around on DVD and so on. Do you ever get them out and have a look at them?
Anything else you spot, then please do email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Oh,
loads of you do this now. We've been doing it for a couple of years, but I get more emails about innuendo bingo than ever now. So keep them coming in. Thanks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Helena.
Hi, Helena. What's going on?
I'm Helena off of the Wii Pub advert.
Are you on one of the adverts that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Which one are you? Are you the one playing table tennis?
No, that's not me. I'm the one sat on the sofa, and it's my friend Hannah who gets to play table tennis.
Hang on a minute. So you're just on the sofa. These are the adverts that are on all the time with Anton Deck and...
Yes.
Are you the one that passes her the remote?
I am, yeah.
Ah,
wow.
Yes, right,
well, I have to go right
chappers.
To the beginning again now.
Yeah. When did they record those?
A couple of months ago.
Well, they're on all the time, aren't they?
They are.
And then it says at the end...
Slowly starting to become famous.
It says at the end, to see what happens, go to our website, and Becky's actually done this, and she knows the ending to all of them.
So you're the one in the purple cardigan and the pink top, are you?
Yeah.
Is that a good combination, purple and pink?
Is that bang on trend?
You know?
I think Timmy Chaney may think so, yeah.
Even that bloke a very big cuddle at the start, aren't you?
So are you like a proper celebrity now? Do people stop you in the streets in Manchester?
Not yet, but we're hoping so.
And are you all genuine friends on there, or are you like actors?
No, we're all friends. The girl sat behind me is my sister, and I'm sat next to my husband, Grant, and the guy on the left of me is JP, which is Hannah's fiancé. And I'm friends with Hannah, and the guy on the right of the sofa is my brother-in-law.
Well, thanks for talking through all the people on the sofa there for us.
Come on, going back and forth on this video all the time trying to spot people.
I didn't think it was real. I thought that you would, like, know each of them, pretend to be friends. I'm quite impressed that you're all actual friends.
They wouldn't make anything up.
Friends.
On ITV these days. I mean, ever.
So the guy sat on the arm is the girl playing the table tennis. That's her fiancé, is it?
Yeah, the guy on the left, JP.
Really?
Yeah, with blonde hair.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
This is going to get more people to go to the website than any, like, find out what happened.
He's done well for himself, hasn't he? He's gone a few divisions above himself.
Find out the entire family tree of the people on the sofa in the pub in Manchester with Anton Deck. Are you annoyed that Becky did a plot spoiler earlier?
Yeah, I was hoping it would send more people to the website to find out, you know. I know, I'm sure people were just dying to find out what
happened. I know I was when I was watching.
Are you more annoyed that they used Hannah's advert rather than yours? I know, I just want to put it out there. I don't know, you're just sat on the sofa in the background and Hannah's getting all the airtime.
Yeah.
No, she deserves it.
Oh.
She deserves it.
You're saying that through gritted teeth.
Good to speak to you, I love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.